Welcome back into the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes series as we interview and get to know members of the upcoming race for Boone Town Council. We are joined in this portion of the series by Eric Brown, again, one of our town council candidates. Eric, if you want to start first with an easy one, if you can introduce yourself a bit and just explain a little bit about the motivation for why you've chosen to run for town council at this time.
Sure, Dave. Basically, I am a native of Boone. I was born here and lived here my whole life. So I have the roots here, and I was grown up here and in the community very much raised in the village. And so with all of that, the motivation for doing this rather than just being that town body is encouragement from the people around me. Those same people encouraged me this year to take the step, and they could tell, they said that I was very fair and that I care about the community. And it didn't take a whole laundry list, but they encouraged me enough to go try it out this year. And so that's what led me to it.
So with that said, I'm sure that you have a variety of lenses that you have looked at this community in through all those formative years of your life. How has that helped kind of inform what some of your top priorities might be if elected to council, and what would those priorities be?
Okay, so some of those priorities, I mostly run on health and pro-business. So a couple of those things are, one, no smoking indoors in any way. I'd like to circulate that, and let all in range know that would be something strong I would be pushing. Being there for all business owners, mainly local, trying to work with anyone one-on-one that had any kind of necessary, things they want to do advance about their relationship with the town, as far as, if they had children here or, all those things. Family oriented businesses also get a priority in my mind. So all that takes first priority to me, as far as looking into health. It has to be all about the individual, and I'm also for these types of mandates to be decided on a more individual basis. I do not wish to see everyone wearing masks. I do not like it, but I do understand why it's necessary also.
As you know, from your time in the community, there are a few projects that are on the horizon that have been talked about for a long, long time. One of those is the redevelopment of Howard Street, and what that brings to the table from an economic development perspective. But then also the town of Boone will soon be developing the Bullock property, which will give a new home for its municipal services. What, if any, goals do you have for these particular projects? And maybe more importantly, how do you plan to seek input on things that may happen within the town of Boone and around the town of Boone voters? But we also know that there are an increasing number of people that live outside of the community that commute in for work, visit these kinds of places, work at these kinds of places on a daily basis. So how do you balance out all of the input that you can get to inform your decisions about projects such as these?
Okay, well, I think from a municipal setting, we're going to have some good expansion from all that. The zoning seemed to be a primary concern, and that was something that I liked. But at the same time, if we're going to dream, let's dream big and let's expand, and let's use what we can with our resources to also make smart decisions about how we develop. Some people in the past have come around with things like, obviously the water runoff is always a key concern once most of the massive spending comes through, is exactly how that's managed and whatnot. So I've heard plenty of things about why a lot of times tax dollars can't be there 100% for that, and why some of that has to be put in other areas. So some of that reasoning, I think, helps prior to taking the seat. And also, well, I'm also just personal, on a personal note, I'm a person who's lived outside of the city, in still in the county, and then moved and returned, and been part of a family who has, and then has family who's doing that currently. So as far as being able to relate with that, I try to on a daily basis. I'm also very sympathetic to those that are paying taxes to the area and yet don't hold residence. And I've heard some various perspective on that. And I think I could be someone who could help us maybe gain some perspective if approached for opinion.
You know, you talk about a lot of relationship aspects, and that's obviously a common thread into how you know, some things get advanced. What are your thoughts on, as a town council member, how you would impact the relationship that town council has with its own staff, the town staff, residents of the community, the university community, the county? I mean, there are a lot of relationships that get managed through these roles. How do you approach that?
Well, just from a secondary run through, the people who spoke to me basically let me know by saying, look, you seem like a good listener, and we need someone who wants to sit down and listen. And the timing is, you know, not grand. It is not a large scale, but the commitment of your attention would be in demand. And you look like someone who can sit down and listen, and then if approached to give opinion, and not try to be one that would, you know, culture that, you know, in a big way. So based on that, a big part of what I'm ready to do with, you know, oblate novice experience here, no actual seating, no pre-thought, and very little heuristic to actually making the decisions and listening. I would be ready to, one, listen, and then two, move along with listening to all sides concerned, and you know, ready to look at those things like what happens in reality with zoning, and not simply the gossip gang that's heard on the street.
With all of that said, do you have any priorities in terms of budgeting? You know, assuming that as you're listening, you're hearing things that are addressed as needs, what would be some of the priorities you would lay out from a budgeting standpoint if elected?
Well, priorities to me are going to be business. I think we've attached some good things to the school. I think we've hit some snags with zoning around, particularly the secondary school. Most of those are a larger concern to the people who are doing business, because the university is almost its own, you know, its own area, and the people who are doing university business are attached to that already, very full-hearted. But when I can get people to look into schooling, I can look into, like my mother would say, like a very pro-business approach around those schools. And we've had some good things with that, with franchising. And I think the local people are also very firm and staying close to what they know near that area. And so it's a good, healthy environment. Plus, we have an industrial section now attached with that that's always been part of. So there are a lot of things mixing up with that. But mainly what's happening is some people want to see some more development for business near the schools, and others are ready to see, you know, more academia, you know, more mission, more scholarship, or where are we going to take the actual school itself? And so I'm prepared to look into both of those and meet the needs by listening to where the community wants to take matters on that. As far as zoning for churches goes, there's also a lot of church zoning in that area and all over the area that I'm ready to listen to also about anything else. I'm a member of a local church, and attend one and usher for one. So I listen also to those concerns as well. And as far as budgeting goes, you know, mainly try to just listen to what's happening on both sides and where are the lines drawn? Where are the rules and all these things?
As you're talking about listening quite a bit, that lends to a profile that would kind of paint you as an accessible person. Can you kind of explain how you feel like accessibility would make you a better town council member?
Sure, Dave. So accessibility, communication-wise, I try to stay on top of things with the technology. I try to keep myself out there mobile so that obviously we live in this digital era where we're going to have people that can attach to people readily and in a convenient way. As far as being accessible, I want to, you know, make sure to put myself out there, attend, listen to all meetings, you know, keep up with more of the reading about what's happening locally, not just what's happening on these, you know, large journal scales and so forth. Be ready to listen to and be informed about, you know, more of the reality around. As far as the community goes, you know, being accessible to the community is a key priority. I try to stay with my Kiwanis Club weekly, volunteer, work with them, and I'm ready to take that, you know, and be able to, you know, bring any issues up that are relevant to them or volunteering in a community. And being that we're all attached in that, any objectives that the town would have, be ready to listen to, you know, how to further that through that nurturing environment.
We'll save the most obvious question for last here. Certainly over the last 18 months, our community has been dealing with the variety of impacts that COVID-19 has brought to us. You've got a very obvious health and safety side of that conversation. You've also got the economic reality of that situation. How, as a council member, do you intend to balance those two things as we continue to try to move the community forward and through what has been a very challenging time?
Sure. We got to build on, well, first off, we got to get those numbers down. We got to get the numbers of cases that spike when the people all convene together. And people say that's just not going to happen until, you know, we quarantine everyone else and do these things as we keep doing them. Some of that, some people say is, they want to say old news, but some of these are time-tested, proven things that keep people healthy as well. So, you know, I live in a healthcare environment. I have healthcare people around me on the property where I live. I'm always trying to stay interconnected to those who have any kind of heart for the healthcare of the community, obviously, and are working in that way. So when I try to take that to the economy, I try to think, well, obviously the economy suffers when, you know, people can't make the choices that they want to make, that, you know, either for leisure and relief that then puts them back into a strong working mindset, or if they have to forego, you know, the work itself, any of that. So anytime we try to sacrifice our schedule, it's not good. So I'm here also to say that, you know, for those that are feeling well, I want to see them working well, and I want to see them out and doing well. That's a big part of it. But we also have to listen to, you know, the officials around us and be ready to, you know, if people are trying to mandate vaccines or get just too personal about people, ask questions that, you know, are kind of out of line about, you know, trying to figure out if they're vaccinated and how so and all these things. I think that's a privacy thing. And that's some of that needs to be also addressed if it becomes a problem where, you know, people are trying to push a choice, which is not what I'm about. I'm here to give people the choice and to work with people to get well. Obviously, we want to see a plateau in this. Because after the plateau, they give us a large percentage for what would be called as like a type of group, like immunity, which would build naturally, which is what mostly happens naturally in all communities. So with that in mind, I think that's the most preventive way to do it without having to issue so many different drugs and experiment in so many different ways with the population.
Eric, in the time that we've got left, any parting comments or final thoughts that you'd like to share at this point before we close down?
No, just feel like it's been great, David. Thank you for these questions. They've been very helpful.
Well, excellent. We appreciate your willingness to serve. It's no small feat these days to put your name on a ballot and put yourself out there in that way. So we appreciate your willingness to do that and share the unique perspective that you have as being a longtime resident of the area. And I know that will resonate with a lot of folks as well. So thank you very much for your time. And we look forward to talking to you again in October.
Thanks for all you do. Family says hello.